solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The security pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey security pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the first half hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend William Grigg, and we're going to be talking about the National Council on Bible Curriculum in the public schools. But, of course, we're really going to be talking about another organization that's coming along trying to usurp this concept, because the last thing that the Brotherhood of Darkness, the establishment, call it what you will, the evil people who have taken God out of our schools and God out of our public places and have an intense hatred of the God of the Bible, those people come up with another alternative to throw people off the track, and many good people are embracing this other idea. Gee, what's wrong with having the Bible as curriculum? William, thanks very much for being with us, and I'm going to let you pick up the story.
Dr. Stan, it's always a pleasure to be with you. The group you're referring to is called the Bible Literacy Project, or BLP, and it's headed by a man named Charles Haynes. And as you said, Dr. Stan, many people who are well-intentioned and who have, I think, very commendable motives in terms of trying to restore the biblical foundation of our society and the Bible-based understanding of our rights as individuals and our duties to God, have been beguiled by the so-called Bible Literacy Project because they don't understand that it is a function of a movement called the Communitarian Movement. And Mr. Haynes is a very significant player in an organization called the Communitarian Network. And his qualifications to be an instructor or to preside over an effort to teach Bible literacy would seem to be rather thin on the ground, because he's a former employee of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. He's been involved with other groups of a similar inclination, trying to pry apart the public culture of our country and the institutions of government from the Bible-based understanding of morality that defined what we were as a culture long before we had a constitutional government. Mr. Haynes, as I mentioned, is with the Communitarian Network. You want to understand what that organization is all about? You have to understand the Communitarian worldview. Communitarianism is an expression which entered the political vernacular a little more than a decade ago. It's somewhat related to the idea of a third way between American-style individualist capitalism and collectivist socialism of the Soviet model. We heard a lot about the third way being discussed by Bill Clinton and Tony Blair and politicians of that ilk in the late 1990s. And the Communitarian Network is also, in some ways, a revival of the Fabian socialist movement of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The Fabian socialists understood that in order for collectivism to triumph, it was more efficient to beguile people into imprisoning themselves in a collectivist prison, to vote themselves into servitude rather than using the power of an invading or occupying army or by creating in one fell swoop a totalitarian regime. you have to beguile people into choosing servitude. And so they preferred a long march through the institutions. That's an expression that was used by a communist theoretician from Italy named Antonio Gramsci. All these people, whether you're talking about the Fabians or the Third Way Socialists or the Gramscian cultural communists, or now the communitarians, all of them believe in the idea that the government should be in charge of defining what our supposed rights are and what our obligations are to society. And the way that they do this, the communitarians specifically, is by pursuing what they call the politics of consensus. Consensus is a word which, in its strictest definition, simply means agreement. That's from the Latin, with the agreement or the consent of the people. That's how we approach it here from the American perspective. The people have to consent in order for government to exercise the powers it derives from the consent of the people. But the way consensus is achieved through communitarianism is rather different. One of the main theoreticians of communitarianism is a fellow by the name of George C. Lodge of the Harvard Business School. He wrote a book in 1995, interestingly enough, for use in training corporate and business leaders, entitled Managing Globalization in the Age of Interdependence. And in describing the difference between individualism and communitarianism, this is what George C. Lodge from Harvard Business School said, and I quote, "Individualism argues for a voluntary consensus. The communitarian believes that it may be necessary to secure consensus through coercion as through prisons." Now, of course, what you're talking about is a rather different perspective on law. In the American individualist point of view, the powers of the government are defined by what the individual ordains the government to do within the framework of law. And that law has to be defined by the Bible. It has to resonate with and be compatible with the law of nature and nature's God. And laws that are not passed in compliance with that biblical foundation, that's the most important part of this discussion, Dr. Stan. Laws that are enacted that are incompatible with that biblical foundation are not really laws. They're spurious. That's something that Blackstone taught. That's something that the founding fathers understood. If you have laws that are passed that are biblically compatible and that have the consent of individuals acting through the representative bodies, then you have something that, from the American perspective, is suitable. The communitarian, on the other hand, has an idea of how to shape society using the power of government to correct what they consider to be the defects in the way that people think and the way that people believe. And in order to do this, to impose this new consensus, the communitarians reserve to themselves the right to use not only deception, not only subversion of institutions, which is what the so-called Biblical Literacy Project is trying to do, I contend, but also the use of outright coercion. That being the case, we should not be surprised, as George Lodge points out, and I'm quoting once again from his book, that, and I'm quoting, "Stalin and Hitler were communitarians, as are the authoritarian communitarians, such as former Singaporean ruler Lee Kuan Yew, and the rulers of the People's Republic of China. All these people were communitarians. What they have in common, of course, is a concept of government and of man's role in society that is completely incompatible with the American point of view. One of the chief leaders of the communitarian movement, you could say really the founding father of it, is a fellow by the name of Amitai Zioni. He was a self-described Middle Eastern terrorist, albeit he was, I believe, an Ergun terrorist trying to drive the British out of Palestine at the time that the nation-state of Israel was founded. You may believe that the ends that he was seeking were entirely appropriate, that the means he used would be a little bit disputable. But you ask him about his background, he'll say, yes, I'm a former terrorist. Interestingly enough, in recent years, following 9/11, Mr. Etzioni has been something of a conspicuous presence on television, on cable television talk shows, and also in various forums, discussing what he considers to be the necessity of attenuating, restricting, abridging, or doing away with certain liberties and immunities enjoyed by the common citizenry in the name of protecting us against terrorism. Now, this is really interesting because he covers the whole spectrum. He's somebody who was using the tools of terrorism early in his political career, and now is the head of the communitarian movement, more or less the godfather of the same. He's urging that government have the power, basically, to deprive everybody summarily of certain rights that we cherish in order to protect us, supposedly, from the threat of people who use exactly the same tactics that Mr. Etzioni used early in his political career. And he's pretty typical in terms of his outlook on rights and government power of the type of people who make up the communitarian network. There are hundreds of them, if not thousands. They tend to be academic in nature. They are not partisan. In many ways, if you take a look at the familiar architecture of the power elite in groups such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the various ad hoc meetings that take place, such as the Bilderberger meetings and various meetings at the Aspen Institute, the type of people who go to those meetings and belong to those organizations are very much of a piece with the people who are in the communitarian network. There really is a great deal of overlap. It's not an exaggeration to say that the communitarian network is one of the major initiatives of this semi-submerged power elite that we define by groups such as the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. And their objective, once again, is to undermine, subvert, and eventually to just do away with our conventional, biblically defined concept as a society of the rights of man and the limited powers of government to create this new communitarian consensus that would be eventually globalist in nature.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. But the common thing that holds them all together is this common desire for a world government, the destruction of freedom, and, of course, the destruction of Christianity. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is William McGregor, and we're talking about the communitarian movement. Now, of course, the significant thing is this communitarian movement, which is really very, very similar to the communist and Nazi and fascist movement, and wants to bring into our schools the Bible Literacy Project. And who could be against biblical literacy, except that you have to realize that the people behind it are the ones who hate the Bible. Certainly they do not want the people to really understand the Bible. They've done everything they could to take mention of the Bible or God or creation out of our schools. But because, of course, there's a very effective group headed by Elizabeth Ridenour, who created the National Council for Public Education Biblical Studies in Public Schools, something of that, or for the study of the Bible in public schools. Elizabeth Ridenour's group is having a tremendous impact. There's over 500 school districts across America. So they are really doing everything they can to neutralize it. They've come up with a wonderful program that will stoker an awful lot of really good people who do not understand the true nature of the spiritual battle we're engaged in. So, William, you pick up the story.
Well, one of the things we have to understand about what's going on in this conflict between the Communitarian Network's so-called Bible Literacy Project and the National Council on Bible Curriculum in Public Schools, the latter being the one that actually teaches the Bible on its own terms, is that the communitarian counterfeit here is intended to advance what you could call an Hegelian conversation in pursuit of a new moral consensus. The Hegelian dialectic, that's an old method of reasoning, is based on the idea that there is no such thing as permanent truth. There's always truth claims in conflict with each other, where you have one claim being called the thesis that generates the opposite called the antithesis. The two of them are synthesized into a new synthesis. That is, the two of them are commingled or amalgamated into a new synthesis that has elements of both. The idea being that you don't have black and white, but you have different shades of gray. And the new shade of gray is the prevailing consensus until such time as those who are trying to reorient a community or a society's moral values decide that they want to create a new moral consensus, in which case they'll conduct a different conversation, they'll have another dialectic, and out of that will come a new moral consensus. And each one of these succeeding consensus is intended to uphold the idea that there should be this presiding elite that will be reorienting by force, by whatever force is necessary, our moral values and the way that we live. This type of process, by the way, is underway everywhere in this country. It's being used in terms of property rights and land management issues. It's being used in terms of eminent domain decisions. It's been used for decades now to shut down entire swathes of the Northwest from logging and mining and other extraction industries. They create these little groups of stakeholders that are not really public officials, but are clothed in public authority. And these stakeholders are there to hammer out a new consensus that will govern a community policy that may result in the impoverishment of hundreds of thousands of people. That's happened here in the Northwest quite a bit. And each one of these little councils that they create really is carrying out the same function as a Soviet and the Soviet Union. All a Soviet was a council that defined or implemented the consensus ordained by the Communist Party for that part of the Soviet Union. So you've got the same process going on now through this communitarian network. They have a manifesto called the Responsive Communitarian Platform. Charles Haynes was a signatory to that document. There are five members of the communitarian network. Five members of the board of directors, rather, of the Biblical Literacy Project are members of the Communitarian Network and signatories of this Responsive Communitarian Platform. And what they want to do is use the Bible as part of this open-ended Hegelian conversation the purpose of which is not to uphold the truths contained in the Bible or to apply them to our social policy or to matters of practical morality, but rather to use the Bible as part of a conversation that will result in a new moral consensus that will advance the objectives of the communitarian network. And the paramount objective of the communitarian network, and this once again takes us back to the admissions made by Harvard professor George C. Lodge in his book from 1995, Managing Globalization, the paramount objective here is to mesh the various national brands of communitarianism into one prevailing global synthesis, one prevailing global version of communitarianism. And really, when you think about it, the word communitarian is, or communitarianism, all these variations on the theme of that particular word, is really a masterpiece of verbal subterfuge, because most people, when they think about community, don't think about jails, they don't think about prisons, they don't think about the use of overwhelming force by government to punish those who don't agree with the prevailing government-imposed consensus. They think of things such as Amish barn raisings or quilting bees or picnics that you have in your local city park. They think of these activities that are examples of mutual, voluntary, spontaneous cooperation. They don't think of the idea of people being regimented by a supervisory elite that reserves to itself the power and privilege of defining how you will live and using whatever force is necessary to compel you to live that way. That's not the way they think of community. That's not the way they think of consensus. But that's the way the people who belong to the communitarian network think. And when most people think about biblical literacy, they think about learning the books of the Old and the New Testament, perhaps. They might think about learning the Beatitudes from the Sermon on the Mount or the Ten Commandments. They might think about learning the names of the disciples or the apostles from the New Testament. They might think of these things in terms of mastering the content of the Bible as really part of the process of coming to understand what the Bible teaches and extracting from the Bible those moral teachings and lessons that are necessary to live a good and fulfilled life. That's how most people approach that prospect, that concept, rather, of biblical literacy. What the communitarians are thinking, on the other hand, is putting the Bible into this great big stew, this big polyglot soup that would have, among other things like the Quran, the Vedas. One of the people who's been attached to this project is a Wiccan, you know, somebody who practices the religion of witchcraft. In other words, none of these things would be considered to be a unique and especially important prescription for truth. That all be part of this dialectical conversation, that be part, and I use the expression in its exact sense, that be part of a Babylonian admixture of religions, for the purpose of which would be to extract some kind of a synthesis, some kind of an amalgam that would be used in order to uphold the demands of this new presiding elite that the communitarian network would be creating. And like you say, Dr. Stan, it all can be traced back to the same of semi-submerged but readily identifiable network of power, however you want to characterize it. You want to characterize it in conspiratorial terms as sort of a legitimate mafia, if you want to refer to it as a power elite, to use the expression C. Wright Mills coined in the 1950s, if you want to refer to them as insiders or conspirators, however you want to define these people in terms of the way you perceive their motives, that network obviously exists. The communitarian network is a major tendril of that power elite, and it reaches into school districts across the country with this very carefully camouflaged design that is taking some otherwise intelligent, sensible, and well-intentioned people unawares in terms of the impact it's going to have on the minds and ultimately, if you're a believer, on the souls of the children in these various school districts.
Well, I think that I agree with you totally, and people have to understand that this Bible literacy project has nothing to do with teaching our children biblical literacy. We're going to go to Elizabeth Ridenour for the next half hour. Thanks very much for being with us, William.
God bless.
And we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday evening. Thanks so very much.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Now, for the second half hour, we're going to have with us Elizabeth Reidenhauer. And Elizabeth has put together an organization. She's the chairman of an organization or president. Anyway, she is the one who makes it work. Elizabeth, of course, organization is known as the National Council on Bible Curriculum in Public Schools. The National Council on Bible Curriculum in Public Schools. And basically, the program is in over 500 schools across America where they can teach from the Bible. They're not advocating any specific religion, but it's more, well, you pick up the story, Elizabeth. How are you able to get around the wicked people who want, of course, prevent our children from understanding that there is a God, that they are subservient to God, that they should fear God, and that the only way we're ever going to have a free society is to have a nation of people who believe in the God of the Bible?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Well, And just to reiterate, we're the good group, not to be confused with the group that Will Gregg was just exposing. I wanted to say one more thing. He was talking about the Communitarian Network. And, Dr. Stan, you know General Ben Parton.
Sure, Ben's a good friend.
Well, he's a wonderful Christian man and very smart. And he told us a few years ago that the Communitarian Network is being planned to be used as a political party for the planned New World Order. So it's they're very subtle in moving their, what they're doing across the country, but it's a very important thing for people to know about and understand. But as far as what we're doing in the public schools, the Supreme Court, of course, says it's legal to teach the Bible as history and literature as an elective in the public schools nationwide as long as there's no indoctrination. And that's how we're doing it. And to date, we have had 509 school districts. That's 2011 high schools have already implemented our curriculum, our Bible curriculum, in 38 states. And over the years now, we have had over 360,000 students that have already taken our course nationwide. And it's really just it's snowballing. It's still picking up steam, so we're thrilled about that.
Well, I really think that's wonderful. Now, how do you get the curriculum into public schools?
Well, actually, we have a lot of commercials running, a lot of radio programs such as yours, helping us get the word out. Chuck Norris and his wife Gina are also on our board of directors, and they've been doing commercials for us, as have a lot of other people, Charlie Daniels, Joyce Meyer, D. James Kennedy, and Dr. Bill Bright before they both passed away, and others. And so the TV networks are airing those, and people call our office. We have a toll-free number, and they will call us to find out how to get a package of information, which tells them step-by-step how to get this in their local school district. And we work with them as they go over the phone. It's usually a fairly simple process to get it in. 94% of the school boards that have been approached by their local citizens nationwide, 94% of those school boards have voted it in once they've been approached.
All right, now, what about the ACLU, the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union that's out there that hates the Bible and, of course, wants to do everything they can to keep our children from hearing the Word of God? How do you get around their objections?
Right. Well, we know the ACLU is always going to say boo. We just do what we're supposed to do. We do it the way that we're legally supposed to do it, and so they have not been able to stop us. They don't like what we're doing at all, of course. But they haven't even been able to slow what we're doing down. That's why we've had 94% of the school boards approached with it, put it in, because we get all the information to the school boards on the legality of it, make sure the teachers know how to teach it appropriately. And we have developed a textbook for the teachers, a 300-page hardcover textbook, and then a companion guide for the teachers that has all the lessons, plans, tests, activities, everything to make it easy for the teacher. And the Bible is the student textbook. The students bring their own Bibles from home. So that's working out extremely well.
All right, fine. And basically then they just go through the Bible and read it more as if they were reading literature. But, of course, the Word of God has a tremendous, tremendous impact on people. As someone once said, faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word of God. And, of course, it's almost as good to read it as to hear it. And, of course, sometimes you can even remember it better after having read it. So, Sydney, how many schools do you have this in across America?
It's in 2011 high schools, and they don't just read through the Bible. They, of course, they do that in the course of the year, but the curriculum teaches how the Bible has influenced course history, literature, art, science, how it's influenced our Western civilization, our legal system, our educational system. It's not a Sunday school devotional course. But we have had homeschoolers and private schools, military academies, all types of schools have seen it along the way where someone else has had it, and those schools also have called to order it.
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question for Elizabeth. And this is a very important thing she's doing. Here we're talking about 2,000 schools actually having the Bible in the school as curriculum. And, of course, you're not hearing about this from the controlled media because, of course, the people who control the media hate the Bible. They hate God. And, of course, their goal is this one world government and this new world religion. But certainly, Elizabeth, with a very, very small group of people, I know you work very closely with a good friend, Colonel Ron Ray, don't you?
That's right. Colonel Ron Ray's on our advisory board. Uh-huh.
And, of course, they've been able to accomplish this, and all across America, children are learning the Bible as literature, but it's not a Bible literacy project. It's being taught in such a way that I think the children learn the validity of the word of scriptures. And the thing is that years ago, when America was first founded, we didn't have a lot of books, and a lot of children learned to read just by reading the Bible. And, of course, we did an interview, I think, just yesterday on one of our programs with Professor Paul Gottlieb. And he's a Jewish professor, conservative professor. And even though he doesn't, believe in Christianity, he recognizes the important part that the Bible has played. And certainly, as he said, it's one of the great pieces of literature. The King James Bible is unexcelled or unparalleled as far as simply literature. Whether you believe it or not, it's important to read, and it gives you a philosophical foundation for society. And anybody can recognize who's going to be impartial will recognize the importance of the wording, the ideas, the morality, the basic fundamentals for life that are laid out in the Bible. And hopefully, of course, they'll come to our personal relationship with our Lord because of it.
And going back even to the Mayflower, before the Pilgrims landed, they had said that they would establish schools here in order that the children would learn to read so that they could read the Bible. So our founding fathers never intended for the Bible to be removed from our public schools. And this is taught as an elective. No child is forced to take this course. It is taught as an elective.
And we have to, of course, do a fair number of students actually say they want to take it, and certainly how do the parents feel? I think that if the parents were Christians, they'd be anxious to have their child take the course. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, despite everything you hear from the media, the majority of the people in this Christian nation are still Christian, even though Barack Obama denies that. Of course, Barack Obama really hates America. He sat for 20 years under the tutelage of Jeremiah Wright, who used to, say, God D America, God D America. He hated America, and why would Barack Obama have stayed in a church like that unless he hated America too? Well, go right ahead, Elizabeth.
Well, you're asking about the children and their parents, their response. We have gotten the most wonderful letters from students about how thrilled they are to learn that they're able to take the Bible and what's happened in the courses they've taken and how much they've enjoyed it. In some states, two states that I know of, we have had so many students at certain high schools wanting to take the course, they're having to sign up to wait in line to take the course the following year. They've got so many signing up for the course, and the parents love it. They say they're even studying the Bible curriculum at night with their children when they bring their homework for at home.
Hold that hope. We'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question, give us a call.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit it, you can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest this afternoon is Elizabeth Ridenour, and we're talking about the Bible, the National Council for Bible Curriculum in Public Schools, the National Council for Bible Curriculum in Public Schools. How can people get in touch with your organization, Elizabeth?
Sure, Dr. Stan. The best phone numbers for them to reach us on would be 1-877-ON-BIBLE, 1-877-ON-BIBLE, or 336-272-8838. And then our website is www.bibleinschools.net. That's BIBLEINSCHOOLS.net. And there's a whole lot of information on there and all the different PSAs, commercials done by Chuck Norris, and a whole lot of other people are on there that they can watch also.
Well, now, Well, basically, he has this other program, this Bible literacy process, a project. It hadn't impacted at all if some of the school has been snookered and taken that rather than your biblically-based approach?
Actually, they're not in all that many schools. They, from what I understand, have pumped a whole lot of money into what they're doing. I think they're in like maybe 400 high schools is what they say. We're in over 2,000 high schools. And it's not a matter of competition. They can try to do whatever they want to do. We're just going to keep the focus on what we're doing and move forward with getting this to the children.
How does their program differ from your program?
The best thing I can say there is, and I really, that's why Will, I believe, was doing the first part of this interview. I really don't like to discuss what they're doing. If you go on our website, that BibleInTheSchools.net, on the home page, on the right column, it says something like news articles regarding the different Bible curricula available in the United States. And the last group on there is their group, and it will list several articles. WorldNet Daily did an article exposing them. Both Dr. D. James Kennedy and Dr. John Hagee were approached by some legislators in Alabama a couple of years ago, because the Bible Literacy Project was wanting to bring this into the legislature in Alabama, and these men found out what was in their textbook and didn't want it in the state. So they, from what I've told, they had D. James Kennedy and John Hagee, those legislators, sent them that textbook and asked them to review it. And both of those men, to put it lightly, did not have favorable reviews of that other textbook. And their letters and responses and the WorldNet Daily articles and other articles written by people outside of our organization are all listed, posted on our website in great detail. So people, if they're interested, can go on there and read those articles.
Well, how expensive is the program for the school district?
Our program, we've kept it very nominal so that it can go in easily. The textbook for the students, of course, is the Bible, so there's no charge there. And our course, the two textbooks and a CD-ROM, the total is $175 for the schools. That includes shipping. And we even allow the schools to make copies of it if they'd like for their additional teachers. What we sell is for the teachers. And so that and then this one period of an elective course for the teachers pay. So it's a very nominal amount to the school districts, which makes them happy.
Well, I'm sure it is. And I think it's so vitally important that the children have a moral foundation for their beliefs. And the one reason we have so much problem today in premarital sex and illegitimate births and, you know, the dramatic increase in the incidence of sexually transmitted diseases among our kids is because they don't have moral values. You take the Bible, you take God, you take any acknowledgement of right and wrong out of our schools, and there's little wonder why, of course, our kids are having as much problems. Have you any reports at all about how this program has changed the lives and outlooks of the children?
Well, what we've received is the letters that I spoke of from the children. We've had principals tell us that their communities are just loving it. As I said, even the parents are saying they're learning along with their students at home at night. And we have also had a number of principals tell us that many of the other worldviews are already being taught in the schools. The secular humanist worldview, the Marxist-Leninist, the New Age, all of that material is already in the public schools, and much of that is even mandatory. Our course, our Bible curriculum course is an elective, which is the way the Supreme Court says Bible curriculum has to be taught in the schools. But, Dr. Stan, I'm sure you know this, that about the secular study that was done by the American Political Science Review on the political documents of the founding era of our country, where they found that 94% of all the documents that went into our founding era were based on the Bible, and of that, 34% of the contents were direct quotations from the Bible, the best-selling book of all time. You know,
And of course,
I can't imagine it not being taught in the public schools.
Of course not, but of course most people don't know that on repeated occasions, at least four occasions, the Supreme Court has held that this is a Christian country. You can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and one of my newsletters simply quotes from the case of 1893, I think it was, the case of the Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States, and the Supreme Court at that time held that America was a Christian country because our concept are the foundation of the beliefs the documents of this country were based upon the Bible. Isn't it a shame we never teach that in school and that Barack Obama never learned that in his schools? Hey, we're out of time, Elizabeth. God bless you. Thank you for everything you do, and just keep up the wonderful, wonderful work.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for helping us get the word out.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, that was Elizabeth Breitenour, and we recommend very, very strongly. Elizabeth's a personal friend and of many of us, and certainly of William Grigg as well as myself and Colonel Ray. And she's part of this team of people who've given their lives in an effort to educate the American people while we still have time. We're moving into a period of crisis and conflict, and you better prepare yourself for it. But, of course, you have to know what you believe. And, of course, we basically want you to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural, and financial battlefield, for that matter. You need to get my book and hear my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talk and syllabus on the forbidden secret and our talk and syllabus on the financial Armageddon. And you've got to understand this whole financial crisis has been created. And basically, you can't have jobs unless industry can start producing. Industry can't start producing until they can get credit. The major banks have cut back on the availability of credit because they want to collapse our economy. Why would anybody want to do that? Because they're carrying out the dictates of the Earth Charter, which was written by David Rockefeller's nephew. And David Rockefeller really runs things behind the scene. He created the Trilateral Commission. He's the permanent honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a permanent member of the Bilderbergers. He's dedicated to world government. The family has deep ties to the occult. And, of course, the Earth Charter, which was written by David Rockefeller's nephew, calls for the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And that is why we are transferring our jobs overseas. We've already transferred at least 5 million jobs overseas. Bob Chapman says 10 million. I don't know how many jobs, but I know an awful lot of jobs are going overseas. They're not coming back. We're outsourcing so many of our various functions here, and so often you'll call one of the major corporations, and you get somebody with a funny accent on the other end of the line. That's because they're over in New Delhi, and they may say their name is Roger, but it's really Raj, and I have nothing against Indian people. They're very good people. But there is an organized effort to destroy our country, and nobody's going to tell you that. And nobody's going to tell you that we're not coming out of this recession, at least not with the nation we had a couple of years ago. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. If you haven't laid in your supply of long-term food for storage, if you haven't got your Berkey water filter, if you haven't got your health products, you need to get all of those things and a lot of other things that we have that are available on our website, and we'll be glad to send you the catalog on them. You need to get the information. We hope that many of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because we've been under a lot of pressure. A lot of our supporters have had financial problems, but we want to maintain our network of over 60.